Track 10, final news stories. Hospice's new van boosts funding. Rowcroft Hospice House Clearance Service has received a boost with the donation of a new van. The clearance service was launched last summer to help generate vital funding to support its care for local patients and their families. Now, the charity will be using a brand new, larger Luton van sponsored by Newton Abbott house builder Baker Estates, which has supported the charity for nearly 10 years. The service offers a convenient, professional and compassionate way to clear homes while supporting hospice care in South Devon. Lisa Wicketer, corporate fundraiser at Rowcroft Hospice, said, "This service not only helps local people who need support with house clearances, but it also creates an important, sustainable source of income for the hospice. We're so grateful to Baker Estates for sponsoring our new van and helping us bring this initiative to life. This is further commitment to the ongoing sponsorship of our charity shop collection vans." Annie Williams, Sales and Marketing Director at Baker Estates, added, "We're delighted to continue supporting Rowcroft Hospice, a charitable organisation that does such incredible work in our community. Sponsoring the new house clearance van is a practical way for us to help Rowcroft expand its fundraising and reach more people across the region. We're proud to be part of this next chapter in their journey. Inspired by the success of similar initiatives by other charities across the region, the service complements Rowcroft's furniture collection service. Householders can book the professional house clearance service, and any resellable goods will be redistributed to the charity's shops to raise funds for Rowcroft. The service includes packing, removing the contents of a property, and basic post-clearance cleaning. For a free quote, call 01803 210832.
Disability charity looking for new members. Disabled people across Devon are being invited to find out more about becoming a part of Devon Disability Voice to help influence the decisions that affect their lives and communities. Devon Disability Voice, known as DDV, is a user-led group hosted and coordinated by the charity Disability Together. It meets quarterly and brings disabled people together to raise awareness, share information, and help to influence decision-making locally and nationally. Meetings take place both online and in person. Layla Mannion, Engagement Manager for Disability Together, said, "As a user-led network, Devon Disability Voice is led by disabled people, for disabled people, ensuring that lived-in experience helps shape meaningful and positive change, and we are looking for new members, age 18 and over, from across Devon to come and get involved. DDV aims to represent a full diversity of disabled people in the county. This includes people with physical impairments, deaf people, neurodivergent people, and those experiencing mental health conditions or long-term health conditions. People interested in joining are encouraged to attend the April webinar to learn more about the group and how they can contribute."
Vets perform surgery to save injured parrot. "Is this parrot dead? No, it's very much alive parrot, thanks to a team at a Newton Abbott Vets. Pablo, an orange winger Amazon parrot, has made a remarkable recovery following delicate surgery at Amity Veterinary Care. A bright green bundle of feathers, Pablo is known for his cheeky charm, but a worrying health issue left him in need of urgent treatment. He was taken to the Newton Abbott practice after his owners noticed he began plucking his own feathers, creating a lesion that started to bleed. Concerned for his well-being, the veterinary team acted quickly to investigate the cause and prevent the injury from worsening. To ensure a thorough examination while keeping their feathered patients safe and comfortable, Pablo was placed under general anaesthetic. This allowed the team to carry out vital blood tests and diagnostic x-rays, helping them to understand exactly what was happening beneath the surface. But Pablo's treatment didn't stop there. During the procedure, the veterinary team discovered necrotic tissue within the damaged area, which needed to be carefully removed. In a delicate surgical operation, the team successfully excised the unhealthy tissue and repaired the affected area, giving Pablo the best possible chance to heal. Throughout the process, the charismatic parrot proved to be a resilient patient. Recently, Pablo returned for his post-operative checkup. The surgical site is healing beautifully, and perhaps most importantly, Pablo is still very much his happy, mischievous self. A spokesman for the practice said, "Seeing Pablo bounce back with his usual personality has been wonderful. Pablo is an absolute credit to his guardians, who have supported him every step of the way, ensuring he receives care, monitoring, and love needed during his treatment. With his feathers beginning to regrow and his playful spirit intact, Pablo's future is looking bright again." And there are two photographs, one of Pablo on the surgery table and one on his perch looking very cheeky.
Fire Station seeks new recruits at April event. Firefighters in Bovey Tracy are on the lookout for people to join its crew. Bovey Tracy Fire Station is seeking team-orientated, enthusiastic individuals who want to make a difference to Bovey Tracy and beyond. A spokesperson for the station said, "If you have wondered what is required to join the on-call crew at Bovey Tracy, then come down and meet some of the team on April the 11th from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. The crew will be happy to talk through the application process, the standards as expected, and the commitment required, as well as demonstrating some of the skills you will learn on your journey within the fire service. Bovey Tracy Fire Station is located off Marlborough Terrace."
Dog beach ban comes into force soon. Dog owners will have to keep their pets off some of Team Bridges' beaches from April. From April the 1st, the annual dog ban comes into force at a number of beaches until autumn. Tynmouth, Shaldon, Dawlish and Dawlish Warren beaches will be dog-free until September the 30th. For full details on which beach areas remain open for dog walking and where restrictions apply can be found on Teignbridge Council's website. A spokesman for the council said, "We know not everyone is a dog lover, and these seasonal measures help ensure our beaches stay clean, safe and enjoyable for all residents and visitors throughout the summer. There are still plenty of great spots to explore with your four-legged friends, including Tynmouth's River Beach, that's Back Beach, and Holcombe Beach."
My Devon photo is wanted for County Show calendar. The organisers of the Devon County Show was calling on amateur photographers to submit their best images for a chance to feature in a brand new calendar. The Devon County Agricultural Association is encouraging all Devon-based amateur photographers to sift through their albums or head out with their camera to take a winning photo, which could secure a place in the first ever Devon County Show calendar. 12 pictures will be selected from the entries, each of which will take pride of place in a month-by-month calendar to be produced by the winning images in time for 2027. The brief for the images is My Devon, a deliberately open mandate that will allow entrants to unleash their creativity without restraint. The only criteria are that the image captures the true essence and spirit of this gloriously rich and diverse county in which we are so fortunate to live, and that it clearly conveys the passion for its distinctive character. 12 winners will be selected by our judges to feature in the finished calendar. Winners will not only have their image published with a credit in the 2027 calendar, but will also receive 2 tickets to the Devon County Show on a day of their choice. They will also have their entries exhibited in the Crafts and Flower Marquee, one of the biggest and most visited marquee on the showground. And finally, each will be in receipt of the My Devon calendar as soon as it has been printed. For full terms and conditions, visit the Devon County Show's website.